All right, welcome back. And I mean, it just keeps getting worse and worse for Anheuser-Busch to the point where it's gone from bad to worse. And they're getting desperate. They've shown us how desperate they're getting. When we've seen enough video evidence out there of people going into Walmart stores and big retailers across the country, and you go to the beer aisle, and all the beer is sold except for Budweiser and Bud Light. You go to, you go to a ball game, and you go and you see the Budweiser beer stands, and no one's in line buying their beer. They're at Coors, they're at Miller, and whatever beer brand they sell, but they're not going and buying Budweiser. We've seen enough video evidence out there. People are not happy, and they're not. They boycotted with their dollars, which is a good thing, and they are sticking with it. They are not going back. And I don't think Anheuser-Busch can do anything to get those customers back. I don't care what 9/11 tribute video you do, when you make one, this September 11th, I don't care what you put on there. It's not going to work this time. I don't care what apology you make, what video you made, because that was an embarrassment right there. There is probably nothing you can do. There might be one thing you could do, but I will get to that at the end of this article. So, this from here, from the Washington Examiner, third-party ad agency, and I wonder exactly, did all this start when you decided to hire this third-party ad agency? I don't know who they are, but is that where all this started? This push to wokeism, this left-wing, the decision-making to cater to the 0.0001% of this country and turning your backs on the people that have supported your brand for decades? Yeah. I'm not even gonna say that name. Partnership fired by Anheuser-Busch. Wow, they've done one decision right lately. Anheuser-Busch has cut ties with the third-party ad agency at the center of a partnership with, well, you already know who. A letter was sent to Anheuser-Busch distributors confirming that the agency is no longer employed by the company. This comes after Daniel Blake, executive marketing at Anheuser-Busch's covering mainstream brands, took a leave from his role. And Bud Light vice president of marketing, and let me tell you, that chick there, if you actually have watched the video that she made explaining why she made this decision, explaining why Bud Light should take that direction in marketing to that certain demographic, yeah, that chick there is insane. She's nuts. Never should have been hired in the first place. And how is it that someone, a vice president, basically someone who's like, middle management, she made that decision and everyone follows suit? No. Somebody higher than her. I'm thinking executive for marketing, and I bet somebody else too signed off on this and said, okay, let's do it, without even thinking what would happen. The company sent one personalized can to who subsequently made two posts with the can. Bud Light sales for the week ending on April 15th following the post were down 21% in volume. And then in the days between April 17th and 22nd, Bud Light sales were down 26.1% from what they were a year ago. That is fantastic. Wow, 26.1%? Yeah. Somebody definitely deserves to get fired when your sales are down that bad that quick. Anheuser-Busch reportedly offered its frontline employees and wholesalers financial support as the backlash continues. This is pretty messed up here. Employees, including delivery drivers, independent distributors, and sales representatives, the people who have nothing to do with this, who didn't make this decision, I would probably say the majority of them might be against this decision, have faced the brunt of Anheuser-Busch's financial battering following the partnership with it. I worked 8 years in Walmart. I've been in many, many stores, and I know I have seen, my background is grocery retail. I'm a you know, grocery manager, you know, retail by trade, retail manager by trade. I have seen every, you name it, every food and beverage, sales rep, truck driver, merchandiser, I have seen them all. And those are the people that actually go to the stores, go in the buildings, go on the sales floor, and actually, while they're trying to do their job, they actually do interact with customers. And I can't believe how embarrassing it must be to basically, you know, you work for Budweiser, you got the shirt on, you got the hat on, you know, you're in a store, like a Walmart store or whatever, you're in there trying to do your job, you probably like doing your job, you're just trying to make your living, and you get stopped by angry customers, and I get the anger, and you are trying to, while they're trying to, you know, while they're, you know, shouting, you know, hollering and complaining, you're trying to explain to them, hey, I didn't make this decision. Please don't take this out on me. I had nothing to do with this. How embarrassing that would be. And first of all, nobody should be calling out these people here. I hope nobody should be, because they have nothing to do with this. They're not at fault. And the fact that, think of, if sales keep going down to the point where they're going to have to make cutbacks, and if this, you know, if let's say it does, who do you think is going to lose their job first? The people on top? Or right here, the delivery drivers, the people in the distribution centers, the warehouses, the sales reps, the merchandisers. Yeah, they're going to be the first to go. People who had nothing to do with this. That's pathetic right there. And when I said how there is one thing, there might be one thing that the CEO could do to get things turned around, it might be this. The CEO would have to probably go on like a nationwide tour to as many stores as possible, even the sports games, maybe even some bars, and say, we are so sorry for this. This is not what we wanted to do. Please give us a chance to make this right. Let us redeem ourselves. What can we do? This is on me and my staff. Let us make this right. If he actually did that, that might be the only way they can save, you know, the sales from Budweiser going down. But it ain't gonna happen. You know, it should happen. I mean, we would like to see it happen, especially for the sake of these people here who may be losing their jobs pretty soon. It's unfortunate. And they're not willing to make any certain changes, though. I mean, think about it. You got three big holidays coming up soon. And then right after that, in September, the NFL starts. And if the NFL, you know, with all their advertising and marketing and commercials that they have for Budweiser and Bud Light, and I think Bud Light is the number one advertisement for the NFL. If they can't help increase sales, then Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser is going to go from desperate to completely screwed. So, I mean, this could be a long year for them. And they better, and I'm telling you, if within the next month or two, if they don't get something rolling, I mean, this number can go from 26 to 56% real quick. So, we'll have to wait and see what kind of sales Budweiser brings in, you know, during the Memorial Day holiday. But it doesn't look good. It does not look good. But, you know, we'd have to wait and see what happens, though. But obviously, it's quite clear the boycott is working because people have left Budweiser. They're not going back. And it's probably going to take years to the point where they're going to have to wait until a new generation grows up, becomes 21, and then they can go and buy the product. That is probably what they're going to have to do. Even though I don't know how much time they're going to have to wait, because their sales is going down the tubes. But that's all I got. Till next time, take care, take it easy, and we'll see you.